This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
In preparation for the Yom Tov of Pesach, I'd like to share with you a lamdasha question on the Dalet Kaisos. The actual question is short and concise, but for a fuller appreciation of the question, I'd like to give a little bit of background information. There's a mitzvah of Dalet Kaisos. According to Tosfos, the mitzvah is for the Balabais. According to the Rambam, it's for all the Bnei Beisai as well. The Gemara says in Psachim, Kuf Ches Amad Beis, Hishke Mehen Levanov Levnei Beisai Yatza. Amar Rav Nachan Bar Yitzchak, Vuhu De Ishti Ruba De Kaisa. You have to drink the majority of the Kais. In other words, even though there's a mitzvah of Dalet Kaisos, you don't have to drink the whole Kais, you have to drink the majority of the Kais. Says Toisvis Devei Hamaschel De Kasa, says Toisvis, which is Hainu Kimloi Lugmav. You have to drink the majority of the cup, which is Kimloi Lugmav, a cheekful. Get a precious la'el, like the Gemara said earlier on Kuf Zayin. However, says Toisvis, Umihu Lechadchila Tzorech Lishtois Revias. Lechadchila, you need to drink an entire Revias. However, this din of what the Gemara says, Ruba de Kasa, it's a din bidiyeved. Bidiyeved, you have to drink Roiv Kais. L'charchila, you have to drink an entire Revias. That's the Shita of Tosfos. So there's a din of Roiv Kais. However, that's only B'di'evet. L'charchila, you have to drink the whole Revias. A parallel to this idea, that L'charchila, you have to do the whole thing, and B'di'evet, Roiv is good enough, is the Gemara in Chulin Dav Chav Zayin, where we say, for Shchita, Roiv Simanim, you have to Shecht Roiv Simanim, but only B'di'evet, is it good? L'chadchilo, you have to shecht both of the two simanim. So the same way by Dalet Kaisos, we say that Roiv Kais is bidiyeved according to Tosfos. We have a parallel to that by Shchita. You really, l'chadchilo, should shecht two complete simanim. Bidiyeved, Roiv of the two simanim, is a good Shchita. Now, the Gemara Masechet Kuf Zayin says a very similar din regarding Kiddush on Shabbos. Am Rav Huna, Am Rav, V'chein Tani, Rav Gidol, De Menarash, HaMekadesh, V'ta'am, Malei Lugmav, Yatza, V'imlav, La Yatza. The Gemara says for Kiddush, you have to be Toyem, Malei Lugmav, a cheekful, which is what is known as Roiv Kais or Roiv Revias. So it would seem like the din of the Dalet Kaisos and drinking for Kiddush are the same. That l'chadchila you have to drink the whole kais, or the whole revias, and b'di'evet, roiv kais is good enough. The Bach, in Simon Taf Ayin Beis, points out, no, there's a fundamental distinction between the kais of Dalet Kaisos on Pesach and on Shabbos. Says the Bach, on Shabbos, one only has to be toyem in the kais, you only have to taste the kais. What is considered a ti'ima? A ti'ima is malei lugmav, a cheekful. Therefore, says the Bach, l'chadchila, you're yoytzei by drinking a cheekful. Because you don't have to drink a kais, you only have to have ti'ima min ha-kais. So a cheekful, malei lugmav, roiv revias, is considered a full-fledged ti'ima. Masha'in kein by dalet kaisos, the mitzvah is to drink the kais. And therefore, l'chadchila, you need to drink the whole kais, the whole revias. Roiv kais, or roiv revias, is only what Tosfos considers good b'di'evet. Okay, so now we're learning that when it comes to Dalet Kaisos, it is only b'di'evet to drink roiv kais, or roiv revias. Now, let's understand for a moment, what is the lamdas that at least b'di'evet, it would be okay to drink roiv kais, or by shchita, what's the lamdas that it's good enough to shecht roiv simanim? L'chayra, the lamdas is, ruba kekula. The majority is like the whole thing. There's a klal and shas, ruba kekula. The miut gets schlepped along with the roiv, ruba kekula. So it's going to work by dalet kaisos, and it's going to work by shchita. The question is, here's the big question, here's the mishmar shayla, ruba kekula, by shiurim, you need to have revias. And yet, Roiv Revias, at least B'di'evet, is good enough. You have to Shech Tu Simanim, but Roiv Shchita is good enough. Then why wouldn't we do that by other Shi'urim, by other measurements? We're using Ruba Kakula by Shiurim. Why wouldn't we use it by other measurements? For example, the matzah, where you have to eat a kazayas matzah. Would anyone say, don't eat the kazayas, b'di'evet? B'di'evet, it's good enough to eat roiv kazayas. Have roiv kazayas, and then we'll say the miyat that you didn't eat, Ruba Kakula. What's the difference? Why is it that when it comes to Dalet Koisais, at least b'di'evet, we utilize the rule of Ruba Kakula? The majority is like the whole thing. And by Achilas Kazayis of Matzah, or many other shirim, let's say by Mikvah, where you need Mem Sa, nobody would ever say, well, it's good enough to have 26 and 2/3 of a Sa. Of course not. We would never say Ruba Kakula by shirim. So why by the shir of Revius? Again, by Dalet Koisais, the Bach says, it's not a din in Te'ima. You have to have Kois. You have to have Roy. You have to have a shir. Shir Revius. It's not Te'ima. If it's not Te'ima, if it's a din in Shiurim, we don't say Ruba Kakula by Shiurim. So again, in a nutshell, the question is, why by Dalet Koisais do we yes say Ruba Kakula, and by Achilas Matzah, Achilas Kazayis, do we not say Ruba Kakula? So think about this question, and those who are able to submit an answer will be submitted to be able to win a special pras. Wishing everyone a freilichen, a zisin, kosherin, Pesach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.